So when we were just sitting here about to, begin this episode, somehow the conversation dwelled into how my eighth grade history teacher, this is not a lie at all. Anyone,
Not clickbait.
this is not clickbait. Anybody who went to middle school with me can testify about this. We were literally told this as we were practicing for our eighth grade graduation. Like, I'm not kidding, that my eighth grade history teacher, his dad was friends with George Lucas, and he was a really hairy guy, and his
Sure.
last name was Wookiee. Like, my history teacher's name, Mr. Wookiee. So that's why Chewbacca is a Wookiee, because he was named after a hairy guy, and his son happened to be
What?
my history teacher. I'm
What the
not
heck?
kidding.
Not clickbait. Disney sponsor us.
It sounds like I'm kidding, but you can look it up, or we can get George Lucas on here. I don't
Okay.
know.
Yeah, we'll bring him on.
Let me just
My
bring him
close
on.
personal friend. Let me pull him up, his number up.
But welcome to episode three.
The way he just approached the microphone, that was terrifying.
Bah! I'm doing jazz hands. You guys can't see.
Welcome back, bitches.
Yeah, Sophie's here. It's not just me talking.
I'm here.
Don't get it twisted.
That was just the opening monologue.
Oh my God. I always
Taylor
have.
Swift on SNL, have you seen?
I saw bits and pieces of her performance and bits and pieces of like skits, but
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
I haven't actually taken the time to watch it
It looks
on
really
YouTube.
good.
It does look very good. She's very funny.
She is very funny. She sings with Pete Davidson, who I would marry in an instant. Pete, look in your DMs.
I have a question. Speaking
Sure.
of Pete, what are your thoughts of Pete and Kim Kardashian potentially banging it out?
Honestly,
Hot or not?
I honestly, it kind of gives me the ick, but it's also like a very powerful couple. But for some reason, I feel like she's like 20 years older than
She
him.
definitely. Well, I
Is
saw.
she?
I don't know what the age gap is, but I saw TikToks. It's because like Pete Davidson's friends with Machine Gun Kelly, and then Machine Gun
Yeah,
Kelly's
she wants to be
obviously.
in that group, right?
Or
Like
no,
with
it's not
Megan
even that. It's
Fox.
well, like, because Megan Fox is friends with Kourtney Kardashian, and obviously Kourtney Kardashian's like that's Kim's sister. So I
Oh,
guess it's like
sure.
Pete wants to be in that group.
Okay.
I don't
I
know.
mean, it could be a powerful couple.
But like, it's also really weird.
It is kind of weird. It kind of is like, I don't know if I like it.
But I've also heard that that man's wang is just
I
gigantic.
have heard that too because
Ariana Grande
she
told people.
tweeted it.
Did she
Yeah,
actually?
she tweeted it out. That's why people think that.
Is that why people think he's hot? Because he has a big, like,
I
the
mean, I think
consensus is
he's.
that he has a big wang.
I guess
That's one
so.
would say that's another elephant in the room
Oh
of Pete
my.
Davidson when he walks into a room.
So, anyways.
But this is so chaotic, but I kind of like it.
No,
This
it's
is what
fine.
my mind is like all the time.
Also, I think it's important for everyone to take note of the fact that Ross Lynch dressed up as Harry Potter for Halloween.
Can I read the note that we have? Because this is quite funny.
So we have our notes pulled up of things we wanted to talk about in this episode, and I'll let Julia read it off of my phone.
POV, I'm
This is
so.
what I wrote on Halloween when I saw his Instagram
Yeah, it.
post.
Yeah,
It was the
okay.
first thing I was like, we need to talk about this. The people need to know.
Ross Lynch dressed up like Harry Potter! Exclamation point, exclamation point. So sexy, breaking news. I think it's just funny when I say it because I sound like Siri. So sexy, breaking news.
I think it's important. Not to get political, but he's hot. And I met him once. Go look at my Instagram. It's my
Where did you meet him?
the day I peaked in my life.
Okay.
I met him at one of his concerts, I think freshman year of high school.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And
It's
in the
great.
video, he does a double take when he looks at me. Therefore, we're getting married.
Is he hotter in person?
Yes.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. No, I love him.
Yeah. Oh, there are some people in the music industry coming out with makeup slash cosmetic
Ariana
line.
Grande.
And Harry Styles pleasing.
And here they are for their interview,
Yeah.
talking about their beauty line. All right, it's great to be here, love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really getting chaotic.
So Ariana has
Oh my god. I know what this podcast gives me the same vibes of. A middle school sleepover where you have to be quiet or else your parents are going to wake up.
Okay, let me paint a picture for everybody, okay?
Tell me I'm wrong!
Just let me paint you a picture.
Okay.
Let me paint you a picture. You are at your 8th birthday party sleepover.
Okay.
You are with all your friends in your sleeping bags. You got your blankets and whatnot out. You've had your cupcakes. You've had your fun.
You had it all! Now don't be greedy!
You just had the best goddamn rager of your life at your 8th birthday party. And now you've been told to call it a night, unfortunately.
It's a ripe 10:30.
It's a ripe 10:30 and you're calling it a night.
The night is coming to a close!
Curtains closed. The next day is dawning. So, you have to be quiet. You've been told to go to bed.
I've definitely had this happen to
but
me.
But you just cannot be quiet. And your friends are just going crazy. And then...
It's delirious. The delirious.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're delirious.
You're slap happy.
It's like 11:30. Like, you're staying up really late. Like, you need... You're going crazy.
11:30 is equivalent to 2:30 in the morning.
You're going crazy, okay? At this point, you're like on crack. You and your friends are just chuckling it up.
You're hiding in your sleeping bag. And then when your parents come in to, like, tell you guys to shut up, you guys all pretend to be asleep.
Yes. And you're like...
And then you guys talk about your crushes. Mm. I've definitely done this. Talk about your crushes in a circle while there's a big lantern in the middle. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Where are we going with that?
I don't know.
Oh, we're talking... we're talking about the cosmetic line.
Yeah. So, Ariana's coming out with Rem Beauty. And Harry is coming out with Pleasing.
Pleasing is cosmetic, but he's also coming out with nail polish. Ooh. So it's makeup and, like, other stuff as
well.
That's
exciting. The packaging is really cute,
too.
Well,
Rem Beauty's packaging is really cool because it's all, like, intergalactic themed and stuff.
Her photo shoot was really cute for it. I don't know if you guys saw. So, Halloween was... What, last weekend?
It was eons ago, honestly.
Did we not talk about Halloween in
no,
the last one?
No, we didn't.
So, Halloween...
Happened. Last time we talked to you, we were just...
We were prepping for Halloween.
So why don't we debrief each night?
The chaos. I don't know about you guys. I saw a bunch of TikToks of it. But everybody this year feels like they have the, like, craziest, most chaotic Halloween.
I mean... I was only out on Friday night because I'm literally a grandma. I went out Friday night and I literally called it quits.
I went out like 2 or 3 times, and but it was really fun.
I threw up on the one night I went out.
Should we talk about throwing up or no?
I'm just gonna say I threw up. Like, I'm not gonna disclose the information because that's disgusting, but just let me give you guys an idea of how fucking hard I went. Party girl. Introvert goes wild.
Co-host of Girl Boss Unfiltered. Wild clubbing seen Thursday evening.
In a flower crown.
In what appears to be a Barbie princess in the pauper costume.
But my Friday night was... That was it. I'm good till next Halloween, man. Fuck.
Your costume was precious, though. I don't know if you guys saw her Instagram, but Olivia Rodrigo.
Thanks, guys. Let me tell you the story. I dressed up in my costume. We were supposed to go to a party, but it got canceled because word got out to the police, so they were, like, waiting to where we were gonna go. And then we were sitting inside a friend's house, and because we live in Hawaii, it was really humid, it was really hot, and there was no AC.
It was so hot.
Sweating. I was sweating my ass off. Yes. And so it was a ripe 8 o'clock and we weren't doing anything.
It was so hot and my costume that day was long sleeve.
I don't know how you did that one. I had leather gloves, so I guess I kind of understood, but it was like 8 o'clock and we didn't have much of a plan and I could feel my makeup sliding off and I'm like, you know what?
All my makeup was gone.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go home, put a face mask on to prevent the breakout that's about to happen. Yes. Like, I was just not having it. So... I went out for, like, 1.5 nights, actually, I would say, if you count that one night.
Well, spooky season overall was a success. I love it. One of my favorite times of the year.
Now it's Christmas. And I don't like Thanksgiving.
Well, I guess I can't play a song, because we'd probably get copyright.
Wait.
I don't think we can sing on here, because we'll get too many emails about offers for record deals.
Oh, yeah. I think you're so right.
Sorry. Okay, guys.
What was I going to say? Remember when we went on Omegle and I was singing to the people on Omegle? We have another...
Should we talk about that?
No.
Okay.
But just know, I gave my vocal talents to Omegle. And yeah, that's all we're going to say. So, as you guys know, it's a theme to be a girl boss on this podcast.
It is.
And the name.
Hence the name.
And you. How many weekends ago was this?
How many moons ago was it?
No, I have no concept of time.
Was what?
We went to a protest against the local fraternity.
Like last week.
Was it actually last week?
Yes, it was like not that long ago.
Okay, well, I have no concept of time. But I guess, okay, so I guess last week we went to a protest against a fraternity. They roofied girls, and some were sexually assaulted. Yeah. So there were just girls that came forward and they were roofied, and it was a really fucked up situation.
Yeah, so I think about 40 or maybe even 50 people, like 30, 40 people were at the protest. It was really fun and really empowering and really nice to be a part of something that's for such a good cause and for something that our friends are like involved in too.
Yeah.
Nice because everybody made signs. All the cars that were driving by were, like, honking in support.
Yeah.
A couple of the news stations here came and interviewed some people. The police came, but they were nice about it, basically just telling us to...
Be girl bosses.
To be girl bosses. Yes, that's what they said. No, but it was cool. We didn't have any problems. But it's important to go to those things, especially even if it's just a small thing within your community like that. Like, mm-hmm. it's important to...
Use your voice.
Period.
That's a thesis statement for this episode. The lesson so far of this episode is, my history teacher played a part of the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, we're giving you guys a lot of important information in this podcast. I hope you've been taking notes. There will be a quiz. This is
Google
all stuff.
The Google Classroom link will be posted soon.
Yes. There's a lot of important things you need to know. You know, like listening to this podcast is kind of like watching the news. Like you gotta get your weekly update.
You learn about my 8th-grade history teacher and his hairy problems and how it led to.
You learned about what Rosalind's dressed up as for Halloween.
You learned about that I threw up.
And you got to hear from famous celebrities Harry Styles and Ariana Grande. Thanks, guys, for coming on again.
All in the span of 17 minutes.
We've already done so much. Also, in actual important news, other than
my phone's over there.
Protest,
I would have gotten, like, the news noise.
Other
sorry.
Than, we, let us know if you like our sound effects that we did in the past two episodes.
Because I do.
I think it's funny, but also, if it's horrifying to listen to.
If it's an ear rape.
Let us know. But in more important news, Britney is free. Yes, Britney is free. You've probably seen it on the social media and the interweb.
Yes.
Very exciting. Girl boss moment for sure.
Yes.
Been wanting her to get free for a while.
Yes.
Love that girl. Have her on.
Definitely.
Brittany, check your DMs. Cool. Thank you. Oh, we have really two interesting things. both happened within the past few days. Some examples of... So these past few days, we had some pretty chaotic things happen to us.
I feel like chaotic things that happen in my life only happen with you.
Yeah, me too. But it's fun.
It makes it more fun.
So I don't know if you guys are aware, there's kind of an underground artist who recently came out with her very first debut album. Her name is Taylor Swift. She came out with something called Red, Taylor's Version. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I think I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, you may have heard it a few times on the radio or something.
Yeah, for sure.
But we had a red party. Cassidy and Julia had a red party.
We talked about it in the last episode, and I know you guys were probably on the edge of your seat,
yes,
wondering, how did that go down?
Yet again, another example of the breaking news we are sharing with you
yes.
every week. Often with your...
Every often!
Every often in this podcast.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Metaphorically.
So we're going to talk about Red. So I just would like to say that All Too Well 10-minute version really fucked me up a lot. All Too Well is probably my favorite song by Taylor of all time. And the fact that there was 10-minute version.
It was one of my favorites.
Like, this just...
Amazing. We should break it down a little bit. I hope you guys are Taylor fans, because I think for the next few minutes we'll have to talk about it.
For 10 minutes. We're giving it... We're going to do it for 10 minutes. Okay. Okay, starting now. Okay.
But yes.
Yes.
The film with Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink. First of all, I love both of them. I've been a fan of Dylan O'Brien forever. I think he's the sexiest man alive. And I would love to marry him one day. As... Yes. Sadie Sink, adorable. Love her.
From we Stranger love redheads.
Things. And the fact that, like, the age gap.
Wait, watching them just mac on each other really genuinely made me
it
uncomfortable.
It kind of was weird just because of, like, the age and, like,
well,
the
he's 30 and she's 19. Yeah. That's why it made me feel weird.
But it's weird because, like, that was Taylor and Jake.
Crazy.
But it was really good. And it just really the verses good. She added to the 10-minute version.
But I'm currently on Taylor Talk.
I am too, honestly.
Yeah. I'm just going to debrief some of the TikToks that I've seen about All Too Well 10-minute version and Red because I'm not able to like debunk this kind of stuff, but other people are and I like watching it.
Yeah.
And probably my favorite one that I've seen is how the scarf represented her virginity.
Yeah, I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah. And this ex is Jake Gyllenhaal. As we know, he's a lot older than her. Yes. And so the scarf is said to be supposed to represent her virginity because she was, like, really young when she dated him and he was really old. And what we're going to do right now is we are going to be taking things that men, the male specimen has said to us.
Yes.
And turning them into inspirational quotes.
Yes, specifically from things like Tinder, Bumble, Instagram, Snapchat, etc.
Can I get some motivational music to play in the background for you while you read everything?
Yeah. I'm gonna actually, I've been screenshotting funny things that guys say to me, for a couple weeks now.
Oh, awesome.
Just because some of them, you know, they really stand out. They're just so romantic and so sweet, that I'm like, wow, I want to cherish this moment, and so I screenshot it. Let me find them.
The no copyright motivational music is up, and let's see what she sounds like. Oh, we have another ad. My deepest condolences.
Thank you. Here we are.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, it's a beautiful drone shot of a picturesque cliff.
Looks like Ireland, one would say.
Over an ocean. Ireland, one could say.
Scotland?
Scotland, one could say. Oh my god. Okay,
Sorry, I need a minute.
Guys, my mom called me today because I'm going home for Thanksgiving.
I'm going home
in 6 days.
She's leaving me for
a month. And she called to tell me that my dog has diarrhea. So, breaking news. Thing from a Tinder man. Mind you, I blocked him after this.
Wait, ready?
Way I see it is, you're perfect age for kids. It won't ruin your life at all. We will have tons of great sex. Think about it. What does the sort of saying, kids ruin your life, mean? It just means you won't be able to go out and party and have tons of random sex, but you don't have to if you got my dick. Hee hee hee. Thank you. That is what he said. Immediately blocked him after. Snaps for that.
This is like slam poetry.
Poetry slam.
Okay. Do you want me to go next, or do you want to just continue?
Yeah, you go next. I'm going to scroll through my camera. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Why don't you continue, because then I can continue to play them. Also, guys, we don't know if this is on TikTok, so if it is, please give credit to where it's due. But I thought this was funny.
Yeah.
So, next I'm going to go. I got this one today at a nice 8 a.m.
So. I love morning texts. Okay,
right?
Go.
Okay, here we go. Yo. Question. If a girl is pregnant, can she have Tinder? Is that normal? That's it.
Thank you so much for sharing. I'm really proud of you for opening up like that.
Yeah, that's just an inconvenience.
These are just some really romantic things men have said to us. Some other things are too vulgar to put on the air.
Yeah, but let us know if you would like us to continue with this. Mm. Because as I've been saying for the past, 2 hours, I trademarked this phrase and I'm going to continue to do it till the day I die.
Sure.
The things that are said to us probably on the daily, if not every other day, is an inconvenience to all parties involved, one would say.
I wholeheartedly agree.
High five. That way no one infers that was anything else.
Guys, get your mind out of the gutter, John B. I have a brother.
Welcome back to Love Island!
What's that?
Okay, go.
Listen, she's my type on paper.
Put on for a chat, love.
Can I pull you for a chat?
She's a getting mugged off.
She's a lovely bird. Isn't
it? Isn't it?
Isn't it? I don't know if you guys have seen Love Island or...
If you live under a rock.
Cody Ko and Noelle's series of playing the Love Island game, but it's a lovely bit we love to do here and there.
I'm Bobby!
I love Cody Ko.
I do too.
We'll have him on. We'll be on Tiny Me Gang featuring Girl Boss on.
That would be the worst combination.
Ah.
Mm. I mean, Josh Richards went on Tiny Me Gang.
Ah. I love him.
I do too. Copy Josh. Kisses.
Sending kisses to Josh.
I'm keeping kissing.
Guys, we are gonna have a giveaway.
Hey guys, we're gonna have a giveaway. You're gonna get a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a water bottle,
and a threesome with us.
We're gonna get serious for a minute, guys.
You know, mental health is a big part of this podcast, self-love. We want to do a segment of that for each episode because I think that's something that everybody can relate to.
And benefit from.
Period. So part of being a girl boss, you could say, is acknowledging the fact that it's okay to not be okay. And even though we live...
Sophia, is that your name?
It is my real name, yes.
Sophia, you are so right!
Sophia the First actually is my TikTok, or it used to be, I don't really remember.
I don't remember. Either.
But, yes, Sophie the First, that show is actually based off of me.
Oh, nice,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I'd like to acknowledge the youth of America. Shout out Ava, my sister.
Woo!
Love you. She's a girl boss in the making. Coolest girl I know. Can't wait to see her in 6 days. Check out my TikTok. I'll be making lots with her.
Nice, awesome, yes.
Maybe have her on the podcast. We'll see.
I would shout out my sisters, but... they didn't listen to the first episode until a few weeks ago.
How rude.
Right? So we're not shouting them out.
Yeah, even though we live in Hawaii, and it seems like a paradise and an island, and obviously it's an amazing place, and, we are so lucky to be here, but it doesn't mean, our mental health is perfect and that we're living a perfect life, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody here, we're still going through, the college experience and, figuring things out, even though we're in a beautiful place.
Yeah, they definitely think, because I'm going home in December... but you're probably going to get it sooner, obviously, because you're going home. But when we go home, everyone's going to come up to you and be like, oh my God, your life's perfect. But it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. Not always.
But that doesn't mean we don't live a great life. It's just, I feel like living here, the consensus means that life is perfect.
Yeah, you don't have to always be okay just because you live here and you see people doing these crazy things. It's okay to stay at home, or if you feel bad. Also, some real news that happened recently. So, at the Travis Scott concert this past week in Houston, where 10 people died, that's insane. They died in the crowd, basically trampled, crushed, I don't know, stepped on to death.
Well, also, they just didn't have air.
And suffocating, yeah. Which is really scary, and I've seen a bunch of TikToks and... things that said the event didn't have enough security and that they didn't check people's bags and that there were people sneaking in to the concert, like climbing over fences and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like the capacity is way over what it should have been. And a scary part of it is that Travis like saw what was happening and knew what was happening and didn't stop the concert, even though people were like yelling at him and people were dying while he was still singing. So it's really tragic. Our hearts go out to obviously everybody involved.
Yeah.
And I think that like, obviously that never should happen again. Like concerts need to be safer than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially those concerts, they can get crazy.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to music festivals.
Yeah, they can get very intense.
Especially because of COVID, like, people had been cooped up inside.
Yeah, that's true.
For a while. And also, like, if you can look at videos from Travis Scott in the past, like, he promotes to get very violent in the crowds.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories around it, and if it was, like, a ritual or sacrifice of
some sort. I saw that stuff.
And honestly, like, it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't really know enough about it to, like,
We're not trying to get sued.
Yeah, this is not... Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, like, you never know.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of, like, scary things involved in it, a lot of, like, satanic symbols and stuff that he would, like, promote. Yeah. And the fact that he just, like, stood there while it was happening, like, he could obviously, like, see something was wrong.
Well, there's just conspiracy theories in general of, like, people who are, like, successful like that. Yeah. Just, like, that they just, like, sell their souls and able to do that kind of stuff.
It's crazy.
Like, I saw something today, and, like, Kanye West apparently has done that, and the conspiracy is, like, that it was with his mom.
Oh. And that's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I saw it as a TikTok comment, so, like, don't quote me on that, but, like, it's really scary.
We're just
shit.
Discussing these conspiracy theories, not saying we,
it's
like...
fucking... But I don't want to invalidate these people's deaths, obviously. No, because there was a 9-year-old that died.
Yeah, it's awful.
But it's still fucking crazy.
Should have been prevented, for sure.
It could have been prevented.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just... And then don't even get me started on the apology.
I know, he didn't
even... Air quote.
He didn't even apologize at all. Well, what should we finish with?
I don't know.
I think, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up. It's going to be nice for people to kind of go home and get refreshed. And hopefully when we come back, we'll have lots more content for you guys. We're going to figure out a way to record an episode when we're both home for break.
Yeah.
So maybe there will be, like, some video content with that. We could record a video call or something.
But, yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. It's Julia. Right now, I'm editing this episode, and Sophie and I forgot to record an outro, which, as you could probably tell from this episode, makes a lot of sense because it was very chaotic. But I have her on the phone right now because she's home in Texas. Sophie, would you like to say hi?
Oh, hey, guys. Didn't see you there. What's up? It's me, your co-host, over the phone. Thank you guys so much for listening. We have some really exciting big news coming up, and this is so funny doing this over the phone. Oh my gosh. But yeah, follow our Instagram. There's going to be some cool updates on there.
And we will see you guys very soon, right?
Oh yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Follow our Instagram and TikTok, and we'll see you next week, bitches.